From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. They're in for a major disappointment if they try to smoke it. Since the legalization of industrial hemp, farmers across the country are reporting theft of their leafy green product. ModernFarmer.com reports while the plants look and even smell like marijuana, police are warning, you're wasting your time. Marijuana and industrial hemp are from the same species, but the latter has a very different purpose and it takes specialized equipment to turn industrial hemp into fabric or CBD oil. Japan's economic revitalization minister met recently in Washington, D.C. to discuss a limited trade agreement that includes agriculture. In comments to the Senate Finance Committee, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer explained ag producers will see significant new opportunities for ag exports once an agreement with Japan is finalized. National Pork Producers Council is urging the Trump administration to quickly negotiate a pact with Japan to prevent further loss of U.S. pork market share in its top value export market. The U.S. will nearly triple its annual duty-free beef exports to the European Union over the next 7 years under a new trade agreement signed at the White House. AgWeb.com reports American ranchers are guaranteed a bigger share of Europe's beef market, with annual duty-free exports expected to grow from $150 million to $420 million. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Jennifer Houston was at the signing ceremony and applauded the agreement.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.